Houston Sports Leader is your one-stop shop for all things Texans training camp. Don't miss live reaction to practice and exclusive conversations with players and coaches. Only on Texans Training Camp Live. Then even more inside information every weeknight on Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer and John Harris have you covered all the way through the preseason on your home of the Texans. Sports Radio 610. It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston, Texas Training Camp. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. And boy, it has been fun. There's a lot of people out here, man.
There are a lot of people.
Walking around trying to go over to see what the offensive linemen were working on.
Actually, let me ask you something about that real quick.
And there was a number of people that were still waiting to get seats as we were already getting into independent drills.
3:30 in the morning, I saw. Some people were arriving for practice today. But let me ask you.
I saw 2:30 for Saturday.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. People love them. They're Texans.
I got mixed emotions on this, so help me out.
Okay.
How do you feel about the people that come to training camp, get up early, get out here and don't even watch practice, but instead just line up where the players come in and out hoping for autographs? Like, look over here to your right. They've been there since about 8 this morning just waiting.
Hey, man, they know the purpose that they're here for.
I guess different strokes, right?
Yeah, different strokes for different folks. Like, yeah. It is worth noting. Look at you sitting on your elite pedestal above
I'm
everybody
asking.
Else.
I said I didn't know. I had mixed feelings.
Not everybody got access to these players
like we have the
good fortune of having. So when you see that this is my opportunity to maybe get a signature, an autograph from my favorite guy.
The 12-year-old me might have been over there.
Yeah. And there's a lot of 12-year-old looking kids out here that are looking for the opportunity to maybe get Nico to sign something real quick. Or get CJ to sign something, or Will, or what have you. So, no, I 100% get it, and, you know, you got to make sure that you get there. From the 3-4-6, we can skip Astros today. It's fine. No, I understand why you – I understand your inclination, but we are headed towards the trade deadline, so we will talk about your Astros. It is your Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. We are not going to abscond our duties here, but also big on our duties here is talking about your Houston Texans, especially when a big NFL insider drops. A little bit of a bomb. I think we knew that Joe Mixon was on the non-football injury list. We knew that this was something that we wanted to watch. But we got a little bit more clarity on the situation from Ian Rappaport, one of the best ones in the game on getting information of this sorts. And he lets us know that Texas veteran running back Joe Mixon actually ends up in a space where, like, he re-aggravated that ankle that had been the hip drop, right?
Yeah.
He re-aggravated it working out. He's expected to miss a significant amount of time, going as far as saying that we might not see him for the entirety of training camp and preseason.
Yeah, I feel like a big dummy. Over the course of getting ready for training camp, I was like, I think he'll be fine. I think they're ramping him up, giving him that Laremy Tunsil treatment, veteran guy, a lot of tread off the tires, et cetera. But I did the old 180 when I saw this and then started digging in a little more on some of the reporting that has been out there. Let's just be honest. This is very concerning. And, you know, we didn't know. There are so many questions at the running back position behind Joe Mixon.
Right. If Joe Mixon is not
behind
there.
Behind Joe Mixon.
All of the things that we had that made us comfortable and confident about this running back room came with the idea and the thought, well, Joe Mixon is
there. It hinged on Mixon being healthy and doing what he does.
Right.
So now, not only are there questions, it's a question about the entire room. Nick Chubb. I've liked the way he's looked. He's been out there early. I have.
Okay.
All along. You know that. And actually, you know, the little subtle passing thought here. You know, this is a full pad day, but a lot of guys wear the cutoff football pants. You know, no thigh pads or anything. Joe Mixon's out here ready for day one. He's got the full pants, the thigh pads, the knee pads, you know.
Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb is out here. Like, he's got it all. Like, he's ready to play. So he came to play today, no doubt about it. But back to the running back room. Where's the question? There's questions about Nick Chubb, as much as I feel good about him, you know, with all the way he's played, the injury he's had.
And then the explosion doesn't look there in the same way. He's a big boy.
Oh, see, I think he's looked fine. We'll see once they get, you know, more.
I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm, you know, not giving him credit for being a big boy moving, but it does look slower.
Okay.
And I think that's 100% good for running back two or in a tandem. If he now becomes somewhat closer to a bell cow, I think that gets a little bit interesting. Not to say that he can't be capable of being a good running back for you. But I think that changes the dynamic. A lot of conversations and framework under the Nick Chubb signing was, yeah, but what if he can get back to being that prior Nick Chubb? Not seeing a level of explosion that feels the same as earlier Browns Nick Chubb, I think that changes that conversation to, okay, what happens if you get something a little bit closer to last year Nick Chubb?
I honestly haven't seen that. I'm going to take your word for it as your impression.
I'm one person, right?
I think he's looked pretty good. But again, questions about Nick Chubb. Questions about Woody Marks. Questions about, I mean, Dari Ogunbowale is running with the first team a lot.
He is.
That's not an ideal situation if you watch this team last year. It's just not. So there are a lot of questions. And then I started digging into the reporting. And, oh, by the way, Texans about to go 11-on-11 with offense and defense on the sidelines. So this is going to be full bore, full go.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be game-like atmosphere. We'll keep you up to date on that. So then I started digging in on the reporting of what's going on. And Jane Slater had something.
Slater!
I know you saw this because you follow her, too. She had something that I thought
You've been checking my follows? Hold on.
Looking right over your shoulder.
What you doing?
I
got to
be a little bit more careful.
Looking right over your shoulder. That I thought was very telling. Everybody's been saying ankle. They said ankle last year. She said it's his foot, and it's the same foot that he's hurt twice before. So if it's the third injury on his foot, not the ankle, if this is reporting is true, that to me is very, very concerning.
Yeah, and I don't know how much stock to put in that because, you know, I love Jane. I think she's a grinder, but it's also worth noting that, like, she's parachuting into Houston.
Yeah.
And that could easily be one of those things where you kind of just, you know, move an injury slightly in a way unintentionally and get that just a little bit wrong. I'm not saying that she is wrong. I'm leaving
that
open.
But it would be very concerning if true.
It would be. It absolutely would be. But again, I've liked Woody Marks out here, especially catching the football. His catch radius is a lot. It's pretty damn big. It's good fun to see it. Jawar has been fun. But again, all of these guys feel like they don't add up to Joe Mixon if you are missing time. Now, I know that some people will easily say, well, Joe Mixon, you know, he don't play preseason no more. But I think that it is worth noting that this is an age 29 season for Joe Mixon, a guy who has had a lot of carries in his career. And so this was something that you were standing on the table for coming draft time. Like, hey, you need to start thinking about getting other running backs in here. And I would very much hate for the Texans if this is a sign of that wear, that tear, and then ultimately you get, you know, even less than 14 games or less effective nature from Joe Mixon, because that was very important, and I think it matters even if you get your blocking to be better this season.
Yeah, offensive line just gave up what probably would have been a sack. We'll keep you updated. Coverage was fantastic. Here's the other thing about the running back situation with Joe Mixon. Keep in mind, what have they been saying from the very, very start of really rookie OTAs, much less minicamp? We are going to run the ball. We are going to run the ball. Yeah. Run, run, run. Well, I mean, we've talked about, you know, how it's all of a sudden a different look in the running back room. Maybe there's someone else on the horizon, depending on what Joe Mixon and when Joe Mixon gets back, etc. So there's that. And then on top of everything else, new offensive line. New offensive line that has only been, like, the most important thing we've been talking about all season. So all these things, the fact that they want to run the ball, the offensive line is in flux, and that Joe Mixon is out, it's a concerning little development.
It's funny, though, because we've talked about all this, and I look over at the YouTube page, again, Sports Radio 610, and appreciation to the MoCam Injury Lawyers for the live stream there. We'd like to see Damian Pierce have a decent preseason and then Nick trade him. But, you know, the idea of please get Damian going. Has Damian kind of popped for you at all?
Not at all. It's been Nick Chubb. It's been Dari, as I mentioned. It's been Woody Marks. I mean, Damian has gotten his reps, don't get me wrong, but I think he's getting the fewest reps of those four.
Well, has he gotten out here?
No, he hasn't really done very much either.
He was on Puff to start.
He hasn't really done anything.
So it's like, it'd be great for him to get out here. Like, this is kind of crazy because we talked about this in kind of just a vacuum of, hey, this is kind of, Damian, you need to get out here and have your day. He would be even more important. I imagine that he's very much not happy not being able to get as much work or get work out here. Right now, because this would feel like the circumstances, if you were just going from a strictly
opportunity,
Damian Pierce-centric perspective.
You got to take advantage of the opportunity. So a lot of things to sort of consider with Joe Mixon. And then there's the question of, well, when is he coming back? You know, it seems to be the reporting that it's going to be the majority of training camp, maybe, you know, well into the preseason. Well, all of a sudden you start talking about if it is – an aggravation, if it's something that he did in the offseason. We know there was a walking boot involved at all. Exactly how much is that going to affect him going into the early part of the regular season?
Yeah, this is going to be a big thing that we have to continue to watch. Thankfully, there's still some training camp to work through. And as we mentioned, like, Joe Mixon is the type of player where, you know, he can jump in. He has an understanding of football. He has an understanding of toting the rock. It is worth noting, though, like, this is a system that does feel like it's moved away from what Joe Mixon typically has done.
Yes.
In playing under Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, that is obviously off the Sean McVay tree, and, you know, playing under Bobby Slowick in that same Shanahan kind of inspired thing. This is a different running scheme, so it would behoove him to be able to get out here and get some work in this scheme to make sure that, you know, obviously all the talent fits in with what they're doing here. So I don't want to, like, minimize this, but Joe Mixon is a consummate pro. He's done this a lot. So, you know, this is going to be a story that is absolutely worth watching, because the running game, as you mentioned, is going to be fundamental to what this offense does this year.
And just to update, as we were watching some goal-to-go situations pass game here with the Texans offense, once again, C.J. Stroud took a lot of reps. I didn't count them, but he took a lot of reps. Ended it with a nice throw, good protection as well, to Jaden Higgins for a touchdown in the corner of the end zone. So how about that?
All right. Yeah, this is going to matter a lot, because last year getting into the red zone and actually punching the football in was a little bit deficient. All right, 713-572-4610. From the 713, Reggie looks creepy using those binoculars. Hey, man, they on the far side of the field, and I want to see details. Y'all got to let me live. And shout out to all the people that got out here waiting, because I saw some folks get some Tank Dell signatures. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. They ultimately they were dedicated. They spent time. They waited, and they were successful in getting those signatures. So shout out to all the Texans fans who are out here enjoying Texans Training Camp 2025. This is practice number 5 here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You guys are negative. Nelly's always focusing on the bad news. I mean,
what are we doing?
That this one matters, man. This one absolutely matters.
And listen more.
y'all have not been negative. Y'all just been speaking the facts. Really.
Exactly. A lot of positive. Just talk about the Jaden Higgins touchdown. Some of the other things.
Look, man, I think that it is a thing that matters, and we're going to bring to you the things that we believe to matter for your Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the question of the day. We will have Brevin Jordan coming right off the practice field once they are done with practice, but they're still working on team right now. What is the worst way you've embarrassed yourself publicly? Because there's a lot of players and club personnel that have been banned from buying Super Bowl tickets for a little bit of an error, a little bit of an oversight. So 713-572-4610, what's the way you've embarrassed yourself publicly? We'll talk about it next.